The following podcast may contain adult language and an abundance of super sexy princesses. So get ready, nerds, because we're talking Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Our Dala returns. Welcome, everyone. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode of the Salty Nerd Podcast. We're talking Buck Rogers for our monthly content for our Patreon members. I'm joined, as always, by my fantastic panel of nerds. Matt Vader 74 is here. Welcome, sir.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm so horned up.
This freaking episode.
I love her.
The show gets our way better with her around.
Our doll is, I just love her.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
She's just lonely.
She's like my perfect 1980s woman.
Yeah. Okay.
She really is.
The feathered hair.
She's got the hair. She's got the body. She's got the outfit. She's got the attitude. She's super horny for Buck. Man. Absolutely.
All right.
Let's do it.
Jude is also here.
Speaking of perfect horny women.
And you also have a guest with you today. Is that correct?
I do. Kurt Russell's in the studio with us today.
Okay. So if you hear some whimpering and some yawning, it's the dog.
Yeah. Do you want to explain what Kurt Russell means?
That's
it's
him.
It's not the actual Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell is under the table, guys.
Our dog, Kurt Russell Terrier, is in the studio with us today. We normally have a sitter for him, but we wanted to see if he was mature enough to sit with us for a recording.
The answer is no.
No.
We'll see. And the producer of the show, Matthew Kadish. Welcome, sir.
So I am very happy that we're ending Buck Rogers Month on this episode. Matt Vader, you made some very good choices with the episode selection because I was missing our Dala. I didn't know how much I was missing her.
Me but, too.
She was fire this episode, yeah. Man. Like she made this episode way more entertaining than it probably should have
been. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
She kind of makes the show for me. Yeah. Like my favorite episodes are the ones that she's in.
This is not Buck.
The two middle episodes that we did were kind of like, oh yeah, they're fun, but.
They're really cool vampires.
Oh, God.
Well, it's kind of funny to contrast her with Deering because, you know, we get Wilma in every episode.
Yeah.
And, like, our Dala comes in and she's like, fuck you, Wilma.
she makes Wilma super boring.
Yeah, she really does.
Remember how much she had to act in the vampire episode just to be interesting?
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Man, our Dala just, like...
She owns it.
Takes over the show.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I mean, like the scene where she has like all three bucks and she's just like, hey.
Yes.
Wonder what I'm going to do with these.
Which one of you can make me come?
Which one of you are going to make me perform arm circles?
You better make me come.
That's what she was doing. Like she has this plan. I guess we should probably talk about it during the episode.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
It's a harem of bucks, basically.
All right, guys. So how this is going to work, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to break down this episode scene by scene and have a great time talking about it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, if you guys want to support what we do here, go to saltynerd.com/DC and download a mobile game called Dragon Champions. It's one of our favorite mobile games here on the podcast. We actually have our own guild that one of our Patreon members runs. If you download this game and type in the promo code SALTY in the promo code area, it gives you a leg up on the competition, an extra character, some extra gold, a couple extra points, and you can come and hang out with us on Discord in our Dragon Champions Discord chat so you can get a leg up on everybody because we've got two masterclass Dragon Champions here in the podcast studio today. And they would be more than happy to help you out along your way. Once you reach level 20, you can jump in there on our guild and join us on a couple raids and have a really great time doing it. These guys that developed this video game really support our podcast. We want to return the favor, so make sure you type in that promo code SALTY to get credit and also give us credit, and the developers can be like, hey, you guys are doing a great job. All right, Buck Rogers in the 25th century, our Dala returns. Jude's going to take over the synopsis for today, so go ahead, Jude.
Hello. All right. Season 1, Episode 17, Our Dala Returns. Our Dala is testing out pilots for her new fly and destroy program to help her get revenge on Earth for blowing up her last ship. Unfortunately, the new fighter ships are too complicated for just any Draconian to fly. She's running low on able-bodied pilots, but must have a surplus of ships as she keeps sending more out to get blown the fuck up. When Kane protests the fault lies with the pilots, not his design of the ships, she remembers there's only one man whose dick gives off enough big energy to maverick up and go inverted on more than just her ships. I'm talking about her vagina. Kane says Buck will never agree, but our Dala maintains, I'm a princess. I don't need consent. That's for normies. She's got her lab all set up for some Buck Rogers DNA, and if she can't get it the old-fashioned way, she'll do it the other old-fashioned way, through trickery. Kane's excited to build a better Buck, but Ardala's like, that master mold, though. Sigh. Discuss.
The new Kane.
Oh, God.
He's got quite the voice, doesn't he?
Well, he's got like the weird pedo stash that's not quite good enough to be called a mustache.
To make sure that you know he's a bad guy.
Yeah, but he also has a terrible toupee.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad. It's
like, when I first saw it, I thought it was Edward James almost. Why is Adama being Ardala?
Adama.
Yeah, he's been in a lot more as Battlestar Galactica, but it threw me for a second.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they'd switched him because I hadn't watched this show since I was 9.
I'm kind of sad that they did, though, because the original Kane from the movie,
he was all right.
Yeah, he had a good stance about him. He owned
that
room.
That actor literally just died like last week.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Oh, man.
The guy who played the original Kane in the pilot episode.
Do you know why he didn't come back for this episode?
Probably because he was like a movie actor and he didn't want to come back. I don't know. But, you know, TV shows in the 80s, they would just like cast whoever was convenient for them.
Gil Gerard was like, no, he was too sexy. Get him out of here.
Yeah, yeah. His jawline was too strong.
There was a couple things that just kind of like immediately pissed me off about this episode.
Already?
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know if it's really apparent in the previous episodes. I don't think it is because it didn't like immediately twerk me out. But they have way too many close-ups of Tweaky's face in this episode. And you can see the actor through the mouth grill.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you were complaining about that.
They really took me out of it. I'm like, what are they doing? Because you can literally see the actor mouthing
the words and stuff. He's delivering his own lines.
You can see him delivering lines sometimes.
I thought there was a completely different actor.
No, there is. There is a voice actor, but you can see the actor like saying lines and stuff so Buck can play off of him.
Yeah.
He doesn't always do
it. So they Darth Vader'd him.
Yeah, they Darth Vader'd him.
Okay.
But you can literally see the little dude in the Tweaky suit. You can see his jaw and his mouth. And it. I'm like, what are they doing?
It's all part of the design.
Oh, no. It was poor. We haven't
even gotten a Tweaky yet.
Kill the illusion of the talking dick.
What do you think about Ardala's master plan to get a pilot for her?
Well, I'm kind of ship. I'm curious where they're getting these ships from that are too complicated for their normal pilots to fly.
Also, there must be a ton of them.
Dude, yeah. they rule 3/4 of the known universe.
It's true.
There's a lot of resources out there to make ships.
We haven't even touched on the other 29 sisters.
They don't matter.
Yeah.
The other side of the galaxy. I
mean, we'll touch on them.
You forget that she's like just the little throwaway princess that he's just like,
Go fuck with Earth.
Go fuck with Earth. Get out of my hair.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like, last time we saw her, Buck destroyed, like, her battle cruiser. Mm-hmm. And her dad's just like, oh, here's another one. Go get revenge.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Daddy, I wrecked the car. I need a new
one. Pretty much, yeah.
I will say, though, like, whenever Ardala comes back, her ship, that, like, Star Destroyer type thing with the model, they use the same model they have from the movie. But it looks so much better. Like, then the other couple episodes were, like, anytime they were in space, it was kind of, like, cheesy, you know, like.
Although I will argue that the sets of this episode didn't hold up to the premiere sets.
Yeah.
Because the inside of the Draconian ship looked more like a Star Trek episode as opposed to, like, you know, like what we saw at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I will say this, though. They really played Ardala off to be quite cunning in this episode. So she was a pretty good villain.
She was like, I gotta get that DNA and I will get it somehow. And she comes up with a bunch of different ways how to get it.
I find her to be a very tragic, broken character.
We're gonna talk about that in a minute because further into this episode, you realize she's just lonely.
Aww.
She's just lonely.
She's lonely and in love.
Yeah.
You ready to talk about what's happening on Earth?
Absolutely. Take it away.
Back in Casa Buck game room, Tweaky fucks up a ping pong table and Dr. Hewer FaceTimes in with news that will interest both Buck and Wilma. A capsule from 1996 was found floating dormant with a frozen astronaut inside. Wilma, in her skin-tight teal leotard, is like, friend of yours? Is he a 20th century man? Can he give me that space seed? And Buck is all, leave it to me, doll. This is man's work. And he and Tweaky pull over the craft like, do you know how fast you were going? Only to discover, it's a trap. Discuss.
Dude, How'd they not know that? Oh, so when Buck...
Well, they don't. They kept records, but really not that great a record. So, you know, who knows? It could have been. We just didn't know about it, right?
When Buck rolls into this place and he looks in, he's looking through a clear glass case. Still looks like a human, right? So he's like, oh, that's weird. Tweaky, I can't open this for some reason. And Tweaky's like, I got you, boss. And he just like nudges it. And goes, Tweaky, it slides open.
Tweaky has master locksmith powers throughout this whole episode.
Yeah.
He's also super strong.
Is he super strong?
I don't know.
He's stronger than Buck.
But he's Tweaky's whatever Tweaky needs to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tweaky is as he's a Tweaky robot. Does, sir.
He can do anything. He's like R2-D2. So.
Yeah.
He's the R2.
He can't even walk downstairs, though.
But he cannot walk downstairs.
God damn
I wonder it. If that's like an inside joke.
Maybe.
So basically, Ardala has set this up to trap her man meat.
That does not look like a person. he picks it up and the head falls off.
It's a Monkey Ward's mannequin.
Yeah.
Well, what's even funnier is like later on, we find out that they have like a 3D printer for clones. And it's like they couldn't make like an actual person for this. It's like a mannequin.
Yeah.
Right.
Literally just got a mannequin thrown
really,
in.
That's really true.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
They could have just had a non-functioning clone sitting in there.
Just
I want to see a scene where like the guards bring in this mannequin and Kane's just sitting there. He's like, what are we using this mannequin for? This isn't going to fool anyone. And Ardala's like, it's fine. Just put it in there.
He's really stupid. It's fine, you guys.
We just need to get him in the room.
Yeah, it's fine. Once he's in the room, it's fine. No big deal.
But it is kind of funny how like Tweaky just like barely taps that glass that Buck couldn't open and just like slides open.
Slides open like with ease. Like, oh, thanks, Tweaky. Yeah.
And like later on in the episode, like Tweaky can like break out of any cell at any time. He just chooses not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This show.
But I mean, like, we don't watch this show for logic. We watch it for space princesses in bikinis.
And sexiness.
Have we introduced Ardala yet?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. The very first.
We're about to get really into it.
I like really want to talk about her outfit though.
Okay, let's move forward then.
You don't want to talk about ping pong?
Oh, ping pong. The ping pool table.
Ping pool table.
So did they?
Tin foil and felt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really great.
Looks great. It's fine.
I will say Deering's bodysuit was quite nice.
Yeah,
she always looks good.
Yeah,
extra CT
good.
There.
Yeah.
That was really good.
But also Buck walking around his skin tight white outfit.
You know, did you notice before that when they're talking about the ping pong table? sorry. When they're talking about the ping pong table, he's got this giant belt on again. He's just like, I gotta suck this gun. He puts the belt on.
His little corset.
Yeah.
I love how Buck is just trying to like push all of his old earth shit on all of them. And he's like, let me introduce you to pizza pie, doll. Let me introduce you to ficus plants. And you're gonna love ping pong. And did you see the size of those paddles?
Oh, they're huge.
Oh my God. They were the size of my head.
What was she going to say?
I was going to say ping pong.
I'm not gonna go there because I like to breathe.
So. Well, Wilma was very proud of her ability to beat Buck.
She was like, "Oh, good, I won!
I won! This is great! What's next?"
Oh, Buck was so pissed. He was like, well, I just want you to know that, like, I'm really good at this.
I'm really good at ping pong. Like, he's fucking Forrest Gump or some shit.
Yeah.
What a goofball!
Fucking Dr. Hewer ruined his explanation.
I know, it turns out ping pong is like Buck's kryptonite. It's the one thing he's not good at.
It's got to be a running joke. All right, keep going, Jude.
All right. Ardala and her Tiger Man eagerly await Buck's arrival, and when Buck walks in, he's like, oh, this bitch. Ardala's like, maybe a cocktail and a look up my sleeve will loosen you up. When Buck doesn't take the bait, Ardala takes him to her cloning lab and tries to make him jealous with an exact replica of Buck. And Tweaky's like, beady, 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 enjoy your Buck Rogers dildo. And then they make a break for it. Buck fights his way through the draconian soldiers, and we learn it takes 6 guards to contain all that big Buck energy. Ardala reminds everyone not to hurt his dick, I mean him, and orders him to be taken to her lap. I mean labia, I mean lab. Discuss.
That Tiger Man, dude.
Yeah, Tiger Man returns.
Different Tiger
you
Man.
See
different.
His furry panties he was
wearing? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So here's the thing. All right.
Those leopard print panties.
So, you know, you got this big buff kind of, he's probably a wrestler or a bodybuilder, or, you know, just a big macho manly man.
Yeah.
And he comes to wardrobe. And they go, here you go.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa. What do we do with this? You know, that's how I have his head. He's like
the Iron Sheik.
He's like Iron Sheik. Fuck you and your tiger panties. I'm not going to wear this.
They don't even put any like fur or anything on his face. They just paint it.
Yeah, they just paint the
with,
face
with like
again.
Halloween
and
makeup.
They give him some really weird like beard braids.
That's fine. Like whiskers.
But he's got tiger stripe panties on. It's great. It's great. It looks like a pro wrestler's outfit.
Yeah, it does.
You know, he was prancing around the set, feeling himself.
You think? Oh, you think he didn't like stay in his little trailer?
Is he embarrassed?
Absolutely no. Not. He was
strutting
all of my muscles.
Look at my body.
God,
Iron Sheik. I am the tiger.
I want to see Iron Sheik in that role. That would be great. I love Iron Sheik. He's so.
I got to talk about Ardala. Yes. The freaking outfit she's wearing that has like the V going all the way down.
The pink?
Oh, the pink one with the giant collar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Dude, collars are a thing.
Yeah.
Even Kane has a really cool collar.
Yeah.
The Draconians know how to dress, man.
Yeah, Kane. I know.
This version of Kane's kind of a doofus, though. I don't like him. I don't like him either. Yeah. Like, you could have just left Kane out of it.
His toupee looks like it came with like a free set of bangs, but he just didn't wear them. Yeah.
Like in my head canon, so like Kane from the pilot was killed for the failure of attacking Earth, and they replaced him with a new Kane. So like Kane's kind of like a title as opposed to a name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
Like that's what I'm thinking.
Like, okay.
Your title is Master Kane.
Yeah. Okay. Master Kane. Go with the princess.
Are you a Kane? Is it like a first level Kane or a third level Kane?
I need a new Kane.
I bet you if that's true, I bet you it's like a suicide mission.
That's not true.
It's like, it might be.
He's wrong.
No.
He's absolutely wrong.
Might not be.
But listen, though. It's the same character.
Could you imagine, though? It's like, this guy does something really fucked up in the other three quarters of the universe, and the Emperor's like, you dumbass, you are now a Kane. You are going to go with my 29th daughter. Yeah. And it's like a death sentence.
Kane actually means babysitter in Draconian.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Can we talk?
Real quick, I feel like, and it's bugging me, and I need to find out, the actor who played Kane, his voice, I feel like I've heard it in other things.
And one or the original?
No, this guy.
This guy, okay.
Like he's done voice work, or he's done trailers or something.
We have IMDb.
Yeah, and I need to figure it out. I haven't looked
we
yet.
We have the technology.
We have the technology. We can do it.
I don't want to put that much effort into it.
That reminds me of like when you're on like a Facebook group for like a show or a movie or something, and people like post in the groups like,
hey, can anybody tell me what this is?
What do I know this actress from? Fucking look it up, you dildo.
Trying to engage conversation. Just fucking Google it.
Well, it would have been cool if you would have found out.
Just fucking Google it. It's okay.
It's fine.
It's like, fuck you. All right.
Okay, Kadesh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, can we talk about the blatant use of Shatner Fu in this fight scene.
I loved it.
There's probably a website about it. You can probably look it up.
Oh, don't be a snarmy.
Buck took on six guards using like nothing but kicks.
Yes.
I call it Buck Fu now.
Yes.
Buck
Fu. It's not
Buck Fu versus Kirk Fu.
It's not Shat Fu or Kirk Fu.
I think Kirk Fu is more double fisted.
Right.
And double flying leg kicks.
Okay. Okay.
Buck Fu is more karate chops and
sidekicks.
He does do the judo chop thing. Yeah. Judo chop.
Judo chop. Yeah.
And I really want to see a mashup of the two of them fighting each other.
Because that would be the most amazing
thing in the world.
Epic. Like, what's that YouTube channel that does those things where they do
epic rap battles?
No, not it's not epic rap battle.
Celebrity death match.
It's celebrity death match.
Reading?
No, that's a funny episode too. No, but
I love how like he knocks every helmet off of
things. Yes. You can see, dude, there's a scene
they never make it as a Judge Dredd.
When they're in the hallway and they're attacking him, and they finally got like eight of them to take Buck down. One dude loses his helmet, and the other guy stops fighting Buck to put his helmet back on.
See, what they didn't tell us is that those dudes are just like the film lot security guards.
Yeah.
They just go, hey guys, we need some extras. Come in here, put this stupid helmet on, and run around like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, the director's like, hey everyone, like they lost their helmets during that scene. He's like, it's fine.
Yeah,
like
they played the pilots earlier, but they've already been killed off, so we can't show their face.
Gotta cover their face.
They got the dudes from the Empire Strikes Back set playing stormtroopers down the road
for sure.
Come up and. Make some extra
cash. But I do love Buck's fighting style and how like he's able to take on all six Hy-Vee trained warriors. And then like he was just running away. It's like, where are you going? It's like, you're leaving Tweaky behind. It's like, where are you planning to go?
Where are you going, Buck? You're leaving me behind, champ.
Wait for me, Buck.
Turkey, pick me up.
Yeah. And then, is this... I'm foiled. There's stairs. I can't get there.
This freaking guy. Oh, man. All right.
Can you see my mouth moving through my mask?
That really bothers
it
you.
It bothers the shit out of me.
Well, it was funny seeing like Ardala and Buck meeting again since their last encounter, because if I remember correctly, Buck roofied her and put her in bed with her Tiger Man bodyguard.
Yeah.
And then like she started baby talking.
And that Tiger Man's been weird with her ever since.
Well, different, it's not the same Tiger Man. Different Tiger Man, right? That guy got killed.
Yeah.
Guarantee it. You took the princess's whatever.
Well, they didn't do anything.
Are you sure?
I think Jude's. My head was that they did.
I just think it's interesting because I think because Buck never like fell for her charms, like she's like very intrigued by him.
She has no idea how to seduce this guy. She's like, listen, I tried the baby talk. That didn't work.
I tried the sexual harassment in the workplace. Yeah.
He's all just like, listen, I'm just not into you. You're just not my style. I was like, and that ruins Buck Rogers for me because I'm like, bro,
what are you doing? He likes his women a little bit frigid.
Yeah.
He likes Wilma more.
He doesn't like thirsty.
Well, he calls her out immediately as soon as he gets to the ship. He's like, oh.
He's all like, you're a slut. Don't be a slut. Yeah, it's funny.
All right, let's keep going, Jude.
All right. Back in New Chicago, Dr. Hewer is trying to contact Buck with no luck, and Wilma, sensing a cold, dark distance and a lack of force between her vagina and Buck, hops in a starfighter to go look for him. When Wilma reports back, they decide to try to track Buck down via Tweaky's Wi-Fi signal and realize he's been kidnapped by the Draconians. Discuss.
Yep.
Well, Wilma ain't going to have no Ardala moving in on her man. So, you know.
Can't have it.
Can't have it.
Oh, she is so hot and cold, though. You can't play it both ways, Wilma.
Well, she's just playing it straight. Like, hey, man, you gotta wine and dine me a little bit before.
I just keep thinking of that scene in the pilot episode where she basically throws herself at Buck, Wilma does, and he just checks his watch as she's like making out with him. He's like so bored with it.
Yeah.
Like, well, he had a mission to go on.
That's true.
These 25th century women, they're kind of boring.
Kind of loosey-goosey.
Well, they're just...
They don't know what they're doing. They've been making out with dinner plates too much.
Well, they must have a severe lack of like manly men in the 25th century. Because Buck is the only one that they're all like, oh, my God, it's Buck.
Well, she had her friend from the vampire episode. They have a history.
Oh, yeah, the mustache guy.
Yeah.
He was the only one, huh? So she never came back either.
No.
Will was like.
Royko, right? Commander Royko?
Something like
with
that.
With the stash?
Yeah.
And the feathered hair? And the vest.
Yeah, he had that Han Solo vest.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. There needs to be more competition. Buck's like, I'm the only man around here.
I'm the only manly man.
I am the man.
I'm the man.
All right, let's keep going, Jude.
Okay. Back in the lab, Ardala and friends put Buck in a science suit and roofie him so they can map his cool flying skills. After work, Ardala has Buck brought back to her room for a shoulder massage and an indecent proposal. When Buck rejects her, she's like, maybe you didn't see how sparkly my see-through outfit is. And Buck's like, no, I saw it. It's the 70s, though, a sexual revolution. Ugh, you still wear bras. And Ardala's like, but I'm a princess. Love me. And pulls out her Buck dildo. Discuss.
Okay.
Speak to me.
That suit?
The sparkly one?
The space modulator...
With the things on it and the fishbowl.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious. And then when they put the fishbowl on him and because he didn't do it, he goes, no, I said no.
You're already strapped in.
It's like, what are you doing? It's like, don't they know that no means no in the 25th century? He was completely assaulted there, and I felt very bad for him.
It makes me laugh that he thought that would work.
I know.
Like, I said no. Oh, I'm so sorry, Buck.
Did you not think to say no before they changed your outfit?
Oh no, he was down for that.
It's like, yeah, how'd they get him in there? How'd they get him in that stupid clown suit?
Oh, he stripped out for him.
Oh my god.
They were like, we just want to like do a little. It's gonna be totally fun though. But like, take your clothes off. And Buck was like, sounds great.
Yeah, awesome.
And then as soon as Ardala walks back in the room, he's like, barf.
Does the full Austin Powers? He rips his chest open. It's just hair everywhere.
Just so
this
so
is a very Austin Powers.
Yes, it is a very Austin Powers. As soon as he walks in, this is a little bit before, but as soon as he walks in, they open the door and they see like the second Buck. I was like, oh my god, I've seen this before.
Hey, baby,
do I make you Randy, baby?
Yeah, another Buck is the only thing that could seduce Buck.
Yes. That's funny.
Buck's like, I can't resist my own charms.
He's like, do you want to touch it? Yes, yes.
I do.
Touch it every day.
He's like, hey, man, can we double dutch? You move my arm, move yours.
Well, what's funny is, so like, basically Ardala brings Buck back to her chambers and she's like, look, I know that you'll never have as strong of feelings for me as I do for you. Mm-hmm. So why don't we just become fuck buddies and keep things casual? And Buck's like, interesting. So I don't have to be your husband, but I can be your sex slave. I don't play that, you know?
We were in the
He's like, you better put a ring on it, lady.
We were watching this in the group chat for this episode with some of our friends, and they're all like, take the deal. Take it.
If Ardala offered that to me, I don't think I'd play it as cool as Buck did.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Katie should be like, beady, 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 where do I sign?
Totally. But what's even funnier is like after Buck rejects her, so she brings in the new Buck dildo, which is like the clone that they made of him.
Yeah.
And he just walks in and he's like, hey, it sure is raining cats and dogs out there.
he's all chipper and shit. That was like their default
and
setting.
It's like he immediately is like, where's Wilma? She sounds great.
I would have been all like, I'll take the deal. Does it come with a really cool cloak?
Yeah. Can I get one of those collars?
I need one of those collars to pop.
Can you imagine Buck rolling around just owning the collar?
Like an Elton John level suit.
Yeah, it's all sparkly and rhinestone-y.
Yes. I really wish we had like all big cloaks to wear while we're recording this today.
That'd be amazing.
Would you like one?
He's half one.
Yeah, but I want to talk about the part where like Buck goes to like hit his dildo clone, and the clone blocks him. And then he tries to punch him, and Buck blocks him.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, we're evenly matched."
Oh. Yeah, it was great.
And Buck's like, "I'm so turned on." This
is straight out of a cartoon, man. It's funny.
It's hilarious. I did love that moment though, because it was like a moment of shock for Buck. He was like, "Nobody can resist or can stop my judo chop," and the clone like stops it, and he's like, what has happened?
And you know, and the parts of this entire episode where they have the fake Bucks, and they're always from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like different heights, and they have really bad toupees on.
Yes.
It's like, that guy's not, that doesn't look right. You know,
credit for trying though. Oh yeah. Credit for trying. Cause they did do a couple of scenes where there was like Buck, and then right next to him is an actual, just another version of him. Mm-hmm. So they did the whole movie magic thing where they split the...
A little bit.
I don't know how they do it.
A little bit.
But
yeah. I mean, that was the 1980s equivalent of the volume.
Yeah.
It was like, wow. The height of special events.
How'd they do that? They got two Bucks in the same room.
I remember being impressed with that kind of stuff.
I'm still impressed with that stuff because I don't know how it happens.
I remember being impressed by Tweaky. I was like, oh, they got like a little robot there.
You would.
I
mean,
he's just a little midget dude in the outfit.
Did they break the illusion for
they
you?
Did.
Really
they
did,
just,
huh?
They really did.
God damn.
Tweaky sucks.
He'll never be the same.
I hate Tweaky.
He's never going to be a lookout. He thought it was an actual robot this whole time.
I did not ever think that.
All right, Jude, go ahead.
Speaking of Tweaky, Dr. Hewer switches Tweaky to walkie-talkie mode and tells Buck to try to get to the rendezvous point where Wilma is waiting for him. Buck and Tweaky make another break for it because apparently they can just walk out of their holding cells whenever. But one of the Buck dildos tricks Tweaky and takes Buck's place in the escape, making it back to New Chicago and leaving the real Buck on the draconian ship.
Dun, dun, dun. Tweaky's kind of an idiot.
Yeah, he is.
Like, Buck, wait for me. And he turns the corner and then this like new Buck comes.
Whoa.
Well, what's even funnier is apparently Tweaky can break out of like any cell that the draconians put him in, and he just chooses not to.
Yeah. Well, it's plot convenience.
Except for the one that the dildo puts him in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the storage closet that the knocked out Buck is in.
He's just like walking against the door. oh no, I can't break out of this one.
Well, it was funny because like when Hewer tapped into Tweaky's Wi-Fi and started FaceTiming with Buck, Ardala and Kane were like listening in, and they're like, "Oh, it's all going according to our plan," because they wanted them to think that Buck was escaping, so they could swap
She's
out
like,
the dildo
ooh, I
blood
get to keep the master mold. Yes.
Yes, yeah. She's like, "Get rid of this disposable one. Give me the real version."
Are they just using radio waves,
Wi-Fi.
It's Wi-Fi and FaceTime
from Earth
satellite.
Yeah.
On the other side of the Stargate.
Yeah.
Swimming.
Do we know
in space?
How dare you? How dare you mention that show? Sully Buck Rogers' name.
They clearly don't know their science. Clearly.
No, clearly.
Well, they're ruled by a council of Alexas, so yeah. I mean, I'm sure Amazon has relays out there somewhere.
Oh, they got hardcore Wi-Fi, dude. 5G.
All right.
Yeah.
5G. It's 11G. What are you talking
oh,
about?
Oh, sorry.
We've moved up from 5.
All right, guys, that's it for this part of the episode. If you want access to the entire thing, head over to saltynerdclub.com and become a Patreon. It's only $5 a month, and you guys get access to episodes just like this, plus so much more. We've done Doctor Who, Stargate Atlantis, the original Star Trek, and coming soon, we're going to be doing...
Battlestar Galactica.
Beats Bears Battlestar Galactica. The original, correct?
The early 2000s?
The remake.
First? Yeah, the remake.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So
with
if you're
Katie Sackhoff.
With Katie Sackhoff?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. If you want to hear us talk about that show with Katie Sackhoff, not with her, but about her. You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. Head over to saltinerclub.com, sign up, and become a member. V, where can they find you on socials, bud?
You can find me at MattVader74 on the Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and things.
Things.
Yes.
Perfect. Jude?
You can also find me on things at IamJudeJuju on Instagram and on TikTok.
All right. Matthew Kadish.
You can find me on Twitter at Matthew Kadish, K-A-D-I-S-H. You can also find me at Truth Social at the same handle. And if you guys wouldn't mind, just give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast, I guess you'd call it. they keep changing the name.
Yeah. Samsung guy.
I know. But if you give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, that really helps us out. So we'd appreciate it if you did that.
All right, folks. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. If you're brand new here, don't forget to like and subscribe. We have a ton of free content out there we do every single week. We're pretty much daily videos at this point. So join us here at the podcast. We'd love to see you. And don't forget to catch our live shows on Monday mornings and Saturday mornings. We'd have a lot of fun. We've got some rotating guests. We're talking House of Dragons. You guys are talking Rings of Power and a bunch of other topics and cool stuff like that. So, you know, join the channel. Have some fun. All right, patrons. Let's go finish this episode.